Good morning. Today I will be reading Galatians 5, 22 through 23 out of the NIV. Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
I appreciate Luke reading scripture this morning. We are in our sixth fruit of the Spirit as we've been going through a series. We have talked about love and joy and peace and patience, kindness. Today we're covering goodness, and we're going to expound on what that means when we're talking about that God has His Spirit working in you to bring about goodness in your life and what that means. We are people who love good things. I love good things. Here's a list of some things that I thought of this week that I'm drawn to in good things. I love a good cup of coffee. And there is a difference between a cup of coffee and a good cup of coffee. And I like a good cup of coffee. I love a good movie. And I like it when people come to me and they go, hey, have you seen this movie? It is such a good movie. That tells me that's a movie that I want to see. I love good food. And I like it when people recommend, have you eaten at this restaurant? They have such good food, because we like good things and we always want to share good things. Good conversation. I love having good conversation where you just sit down sometimes over good food or a good cup of coffee and you just talk about things that you enjoy. I love hanging out with good people and having good friends. I like surrounding myself with people of good character, because those are the people that encourage me and strengthen me. Good is such a good word that means so much. I like good music. My family are all big music people, and pretty much every week it seems like somebody in our little group chat says, have you heard this song? It is such a good song, and we'll listen to it to give our opinion on it. My friend Abraham and I oftentimes share verses and text messages throughout the week, and we talk about, hey, this is such a good verse. This is a good verse. Have you seen this verse? This is a good one. And we love good teams. We like when our team does well, because we want to root for a team that is a good team. We just like good things. And one of the things that I want you to catch this morning is when we're talking good or goodness, this is a word that comes from God. Good is a word God introduces in the first chapter of Genesis, and it means much more than what we're used to. And it means good. It means excellent. You know, we live in a time where we've took this word good and we've kind of expounded on it. We've made good, and then we've got excellent, we've got fantastic, and we have awesome. And sometimes when you take polls on stuff, was this a good movie or a good conference? And you, well, it's fair or it's poor or it's good. And then you have better than good, you have excellent or whatever it is. This is what the word good means to God. Good means excellent. It means awesome. And God is good. It's His character. Goodness is a part of who God is. You learn that in Genesis chapter 1. If you had never read the Bible, and the first time you ever opened the Bible and started reading like it was from page 1, you would find out in the first chapter of Genesis that God creates all these things, and everything He creates, do you remember what He says? It is good. That everything God creates is good. And you know as well as I do that good things are produced by something that's good. In fact, Jesus said it this way: a good tree produces good fruit. So I want you to understand that from right at the first of the Bible, we're taught that God is a good God. That God is a God of goodness and good. And so no matter what happens through the rest of the Bible, no matter what happens through the rest of your life, no matter what kind of day you have or I have, it doesn't change the fact and never changes the fact that the character of God is good. God is always good. On our worst day and on our best day, God is good. Sometimes I see people write on social media and they'll say, everything is going so well right now in life. Everything is lining out perfect. God is good. And I think that's great. But I want you to know that if everything is not going well in your life and things aren't lining out the way you want them, God is still good. That never changes. We learn that about his character. Bad things happen, but God is still good. I love James chapter 1 and verse 17 that tells us that every good and perfect gift that comes to us is from above, coming down from the Father in heaven. God is a good God, and he just gives good things. So why would he not want us to be people created like him? The same nature, the same character. And so if he is a good God and he has goodness that he just gives, he expects us as his people to also be people who are good and they have goodness as their character. So the second thing I want you to catch this morning is God wants goodness to be a part of our character. He wants you to be like him. He wants you to be like his son. And he wants you to be so much like this that he sent his spirit into your life. If you are a follower of God, if you are a Christian, he sent his spirit in your life to make you not a better person, but to make you good like him. To make you good where your character just oozes goodness. Now, this word good, we've taken this word good and we've kind of redefined it a little bit. Sometimes we use good to maybe patch up someone's badness. Sometimes good is not really excellent, but it was with God. And I want us to make sure we use the word right, because sometimes I hear people go, you know, yeah, he's quite the rouser and he's been in a lot of trouble, but he's still a pretty good old boy. That's not what God meant with the word good. Good meant good and goodness. And the Greek word here for good or for goodness is the word agathosune, which means to do good things. So when you become more like God and you become more like his son and the Spirit works into you to produce goodness, it automatically, you just do good. It is natural for you to be a good person. I hope that makes sense. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are God's handiwork created in Jesus Christ. Did you catch that? To do good. I love the book of Titus. And if you've ever spent any time there, over and over and over, Paul tells Titus, do good and do good and do good. Because that's what God followers do. That's what Christians do. When you have the fruit of the Spirit working in your life and you become more like Jesus, goodness just becomes part of your character. You can take a look and go, yeah, that person's a good person. That's what you want. Not a, hey, but they're still a pretty good old guy. That's not what the word good means in God's word. Look at some verses in the Bible. I want to share with you three. There are so many. We could have spent so much time in any of these passages. I want you to note Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. You should have good things coming out in your life. Things in your actions, words that you say. It shouldn't be surprising when you say good things. People ought to just be able to go, that's a good person. Because I've seen them, I have heard them. Hebrews 6, verse 13 and verse 16. And do not forget to do good and to share with others. For those kind of sacrifices please God. You and I are supposed to do things that are good. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. I love this. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. That sounds real simple. I love the word. The word hate there in the original language means divorce. You divorce anything in your life that is evil and not good. And you cling, and the word there is glue or cement. Cement yourself to anything that is good. Connect yourself with good because good people produce good fruit. I love that. You and I ought to be people who automatically just know, hey, that's goodness right there. I had a friend named Kenneth Horton Sr. He lived in Quanah, Texas back, he passed in the early 90s. And he was such a good man, quality man, leader in a church, leader in a community. He was known as a good man. And I remember toward the end of his life, he had been in and out of the hospital, and I went out to check on him, and he had a nurse come in that was kind of an older nurse, and maybe she was a little gruff, I don't know, but he had had a tube in his nose that went down to his stomach, and she would have been a little rough with it, but when she left, he said something about, that nurse is about as mean as an old blue jay. Now, you may not think that's a big deal, but all his family was in the room, and their jaws dropped. And I remember looking at him thinking, what did I miss here? And his daughter, or his daughter-in-law, leaned over and whispered and said, that literally is the meanest thing that man has ever said in his life. And I said, are you kidding me? Calling someone as mean as an old blue jay? She said, this nothing but good comes out of this man's heart and out of this man's mouth. And I remember thinking to myself, I want to be like this guy. I want to be like this guy. And if the worst thing I've ever said comes out of my mouth is this person's as mean as an old blue jay, I've done okay, right? We want to be people that just have good things come out all the time. And if something doesn't, it's kind of a shock. Because that's the kind of person that God wants us to be. So I want to share with you this morning six things that, because I'm the type of person that wants to know, so what does this mean? What does goodness look like? And I want to be able to look at some stuff and go, okay, here's an area I'm doing really well on, and here's an area that I'm struggling on, and I need to do better. And so I want to give you some characteristics, if I could, of things that look like goodness in your life so that you can get an idea, I'm doing all right, or I really need to work on this. Number one, six ways to show God's goodness to others is one, by treating them the way that you want to be treated. Treating them the way you want to be treated. We call this the golden rule, and it comes from Jesus. You can't always control how other people speak to you, but you can speak to other people kindly. And I think personally that if you're nice to people, if you're kind to people, that you go much further in life and you get more than what's expected if you're just treat people the way that they want to be treated. I remember years ago that I stopped. We were on a family vacation, and we'd made reservations, and we were tired, and we had little kids in the car, and they all day long had said, how much further? And we were just ready to get out of a car, and we stopped at a hotel to where I walked in just about the time a guy walked out that had chewed the little lady that was in charge of getting rooms up one side and down the other. And whether she deserved it or not, I don't know what was going on, but she was not happy. And I walked in and walked up while my family was in the car, and I just wanted to get a room. And she looked at me and said, and what do you want? And I was caught off guard a little bit. And I thought, I'm just going to be nice. You know, I could have just jumped right back. I said, my name is this, and I've made a reservation, and we're wanting to stay in your hotel tonight, if that's okay. And she looked, and she said, I can't find your name. She was still a little bit gruff. And I said, are you sure? She said, I said, try my real name. And I gave her my real name. I said, my wife made this reservation. If it's in my real name, it'll be under that. And she said, yes, I have found it. And I just, through the whole conversation, I was calm. I was kind. I was nice, even though she had just kind of automatically was a little bit rough. I thought, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be gentle. And toward the end of all of this, she was getting my keys, and she said, I just want to thank you for being nice. She said, the last guy was not, and you have been so nice. And she said, I would love to give you a discount for your hotel room tonight. I said, really? And she said, yes. She said, could you tell me, are you a AAA member? And I said, I am not. She said, are you sure? I said, no, ma'am, honestly, I am not. And she said, but I need you to be. I said, but I'm not. She said, are you a veteran? I said, nope, not that either. She goes down a list of about six things, and everything she names off, I go, I am so sorry, because she's wanting to give me a discount. She says, are you not anything? I said, I'm just a nice guy. And she says, that will get you 10% tonight. And she gave me a discount, and I loved it. And all of it was just simply because I chose to treat someone the way I would have wanted to be treated. And I think sometimes when somebody's rough to us, our natural instinct is just to be rough right back to them. Can I encourage you to ask yourself, are you treating people the way that they want to be treated? Because goodness is found in that. The second thing I want you to catch is I want you to be a kind and especially compassionate person. Those two things go hand in hand. And I want to remind you how all of the fruit of the Spirit, they mesh. They blend together. We talked kindness last week. Princeton talked about kindness and what that means, and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and all of the goodness, all of these mesh together. You can't have one and not be the other. I want to encourage you to be a kind and compassionate person. I want to remind you that Jesus said, if something as simple as giving a cup of cold water gets you a lot in his books. I want to remind you something Paul said in 1 Corinthians, where he said, love one another, and love is being kind. Love is kind. It is not self-seeking. You know, we live in a time where the last 6 months, and especially the last month, we've heard the phrase MAGA, M-A-G-A, over and over and over, and make America great again. And I would just love for us as Christian people to adapt to, we're going to call it MACA, make America kind again. If we could do anything, that would just bless our nation, our churches, our schools. If we just started being kind and compassionate to one another and started going, we're just going to be these kind of people. Look for the good in other people. Commend a store worker. Find somebody doing something well and say, good job. I sat in an Olive Garden in Abilene, Texas one time as we were passing through town, and toward the end of a meal, the table next to me asked the waitress, we would like to speak to the manager. And I immediately thought, oh, she's in trouble. That poor girl. And I also thought, I don't like people that complain. And a manager came to the table and said, how can I help you today? Was your food okay? Was your service okay? And you know what they said? They said, we just wanted you to know specifically that our waitress today was phenomenal. She did a great job. And they went and they spent about two minutes talking about all the good things that their waitress had done that day. And I remember thinking, I was inspired. I thought, I've got to do this more. Because not only did I misjudge them for thinking they were going to complain, but they did just the opposite. And I thought, those are good people right there. That's what good people do. When we can look for ways to be kind and gentle. Number three on your list that I want to encourage you is be a good listener. As simple as listening, that you make eye contact, that you look up from your phone, that you engage. And we're not very good at listening. And sometimes I struggle being a good listener sometimes. And when you listen, you know what that says? That says, I care about you, and I care about what you're thinking, and I care about what you're saying. And we live in such a noisy time. We live in a time where everything's vying for our attention. And when you give your attention to someone else, it says you're important. It's such a good thing to do. Number four, be generous. Goodness is being generous. God is a generous God. When we love someone as God loves them, it's our natural instinct is to want to be generous. Can I just remind you, one of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible is, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. God is a giving God. And if you want to be like God in his goodness, and if you want to be the goodness in the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to be a generous person. You're going to look for ways to give your time, your talents, You're going to look for ways to give in every part of your life. I find it interesting that the people that take and take and take are kind of like the Dead Sea. You ever know what a Dead Sea is, or a body of water that has nothing living in it? It's those bodies of water that only have water that come in and have no water coming out. Does that make sense? They give, they take, and they take, and they take, but they don't give. And that's the same with a lot of Christians. They just kind of go, hey, I'm living in my little world, and you can give if you want, but do not ask me to give anything. And I can tell you, your faith will never be what it should be if you're a person who just takes and takes and takes. The Good Samaritan, think about that word for a second. We know him so well that we didn't even give it any thought. He's not a Samaritan, he's the Good Samaritan. Goodness is a part of his character. And what does he do? He gives. He gives oil, he gives wine to doctor this man that he's found on the side of the road. He gives his time, and then he goes to the inn, and he puts him in the inn, and he tells the guy, here's 2 days worth of money to cover this, and when I come back, I'll give you even more. However long it takes, notice he doesn't put his time stipulation on it of if he's not ready in 3 days, look, he's out, you know? The Good Samaritan is generous. He is a giver. We need to be that. So I will remind you, leave a tip. Pay for someone else in line. This is such a giving church. You're asked to give so many times. You've given to Trunk or Treat. You give on Benevolence and Fifth Sundays. You give at the end of the year. You give on a regular contribution basis. You're a giving church. But I want to remind you, if you're sitting here and you go, I don't ever give to that, you're like the Dead Sea, and you need to become a giver. You can't just take and take and take. God wants you to be a giver. Number five on your list, be an encourager. Be an encourager. Be the guy that goes, well done. Be the person who pats somebody else on the back. That's what good people do. That's what goodness is all about. It builds people up, Ephesians chapter 4. It makes others to become stronger. And I don't know about you, but I'm drawn to encouraging people. If you're one of these people that gives praise and says, well done, and man, I'm hanging out with you because that's the kind of person I want to be around. I've been here nearly a year. Toward the first of the year, as the new guy, I was helping stack chairs over in the FLC. Big, we're done. You know, everybody's stacking chairs. I want to do my part. I start stacking chairs. There is a certain way you stack chairs at the FLC, right? For those of you who have stacked chairs, you don't do them wrong. I did them wrong the first time at the FLC. And I didn't put a rolling chair on the bottom. And I had somebody, and I don't even remember who it was, come by, tap me on the shoulder and goes, you did it wrong. And I said, what am I supposed to do? And they said, you got to have a roller on the bottom. You'll get it. You're going to do all right. And they gave me the thumbs up. And I thought, okay, I can do this. So like 2 weeks later, we're back over there doing stuff again. And they go, all right, we need all these chairs up. I stacked them right. And you know what? The same guy came by, tapped me on the shoulder, looked, gave me the thumbs up and says, you're going to make it, preacher boy. You're going to be all right. He wasn't just noticing what I'd done wrong. He also noticed, hey, you got it. You did well. We need that. That's part of being good. It's the goodness God wants us to have. Number six, pray for other people. Pray for other people. You go, oh, I do that all the time. Good. Keep it up. But I want to encourage you this way for a second, okay? I want you to go to God on behalf of others. But I want you to be very careful that you don't tell people that you're going to pray for them and not pray for them. It is really, really easy when someone asks for prayers for you reply on a text or on Facebook going praying or some praying hands or, yeah, I'll remember you in my prayers, and then you don't ever stop to do it. Putting some praying hands at the bottom of a comment on Facebook didn't mean you prayed for them. Saying you're going to pray for them doesn't mean you're going to pray for them. Stick to your word, and if you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, lift them up to God in prayer. That's something you can do. I'm going to give you a bonus. It's not on your list. Forgive. If you want goodness, forgiveness ought to be a part of who you are. Forgiveness ought to be a part. If God can forgive me, I can forgive someone else. You may be thinking, Trey, you don't know how bad they've hurt me. And I just want to say, I'm so sorry. But when you forgive them, all you're doing is turning them over to God, going, I'm going to release you from this. God's got this. He's going to handle it. But I'm not going to bear this burden of not forgiving you anymore. Because that's what it means to be a goodness in the fruit of the Spirit. So I want to remind you as we close, the word good is used so frequently sometime in our everyday lives that we forget sometimes about good is a word from God and it means excellent and fantastic and awesome and wonderful. We use it so many times during the day of good morning, good night, good to see you, that sometimes it's lost its lackluster, and good is a word from God. Good is a word that comes from God. Don't use it to patch up someone's badness. Good is something, and goodness is something that God wants you to be and wants for just to come out of your life. It's your character. It just oozes from you. Should be something that you do. That is what goodness is. We've studied love and joy and peace and patience, goodness, kindness. I don't know how your six things or seven things in here how it lined up, how you felt like I'm doing good on these, or there's some areas I need to do better, but would you use that to just take a little time this week to do some self-evaluation? Are there some areas? Maybe you could ask someone that knows you well, a spouse or a friend, am I doing good? Do I treat you? Do you feel like I speak to you well? And then I want to encourage you to do what I'm going to do this week. And let's pray about goodness. Let's ask God to work in our heart and the Spirit to work in our life to make us the goodness that he wants us to be, where we look a lot more like Jesus. And they just look at us and go, that's a good person, which is a fantastic compliment. We're going to sing an invitation song at this time. If you're here this morning and we can pray for you in any way, we'd be honored to do that. If you're ready to become a Christian and give Jesus your life, confess him as Lord, be baptized, those are all things that can be done this morning. Maybe that's a little more and you're going, I just need to know more about this. Catch me or one of our leaders after services. We'd love to talk to you more about putting on Jesus in baptism. If you have a need we can help you with this morning, would you come as we stand and sing this invitation song?